Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Chavtes, Shavuos 29a, pagination is 57. We're starting from the Mishnah, which is about seven lines from the top. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos tells us that there are four types of Shavuos oaths. Two of them we're not going to be discussing today, and those are Shavuos Ha'edus, an oath regarding testimony, which is something that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. A person believes that somebody knows testimony that could be to his benefit, and he adjures them, wants them to make an oath that verifies that they do not have edus for him, hoping that that will cause them to come to Beis Din, because they're not going to swear falsely. There's also the Shavuos HaPikadon, an oath regarding something that was entrusted to the Shomer, to the guardian, and he makes a Shavuos HaPikadon that he was not negligent, for example. Those two types of Shavuos are a discussion of their own. As I mentioned, Shavuos HaEdus is coming up. Shavuos HaPikadon is a prevalent theme in Maseches Baba Metzia. The two types of oaths that we are dealing with, and it's important to know the difference, is Shavuos Bitui, an oath that was articulated, meaning it's binding. A person was Lahara o Lehetiv. He said he's going to withhold something from himself, so to speak, to do bad, or Lehetiv, to do good. He's going to do something, and that's true both in the future and, we said, also in the past. I did do such a thing, or I didn't do such a thing. That's all Shavuos Bitui, and that's the classic case of an oath where a person is, like we use the word neder, he's accepting a new mitzvah, a new set of rules upon himself, besides what was required by Torah law. That's Shavuos Bitui, an oath that was articulated and is binding. In contrast to that, our other discussion today is Shavuos Shav, a worthless, meaningless oath. You could have an oath on something that's factual. It's just totally true. Why are you saying that it's true if we all know it's true? Or he's making an oath about something that's known to be a certain way, and he's saying it's the other way. It's not misleading us, because we know he's saying the wrong thing. So it's not like Shavuos HaEdus, Shavuos HaPikadon. It's not a violation of Shavuos Bitui that he made a commitment. We know he's not saying the truth. It's a Shavuos Shav. It's a violation that he's using the dynamic of an oath to say something that's clearly not true. Also included in Shavuos Shav are cases where it's simply not biyado, not within his capability to fulfill it, either because it's not humanly possible. We have a case of that on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person makes an oath that he won't sleep at all for 3 days, you could give him Malkus now and let him sleep, because the oath in its very essence is an impossibility. Or you could have that it's impossible for him because it's levata lesa mitzvah. He's making an oath against mitzvah observance. And such an oath is not valid, but it is a Shavuos Shav. It's a worthless oath. You're using the dynamic of oath in a wrong way, and that itself is a problem. Let's take a look at our Mishnah, and we'll see how this unfolds. Again, our main focus is the contrast between a Shavuos Shav, a worthless oath, and a Shavuos Bitui, an articulated oath, which is indeed binding. Says the Mishnah, Eizo hishavu ashov. What's considered a worthless oath? Nishpa l'shanos es hayadua la'odom. He's making an oath to change from what is known to mankind. Omar al ha'amud shel even. He says regarding a post made of stone, shehu shel zahav, that it's golden. Va'al ha'ish shehu isha, va'al ha'isha shehu ish. He says about a man that it's a woman, about a woman that it's a man. It's something clearly known to us. It's a shavu ashav. It's meaningless. However, it's a shavu ashav. It's a violation for using oath in such a way. Nishpa al davar she'ef shalo. Another application of this worthless oath is making an oath on something that it's impossible to have occurred. So none of us are going to believe what he's saying. If I didn't see a camel that was flying, if I didn't see a snake that was as large as the beam of an olive press, these are things that he didn't mislead anybody, but it's a shivu ashav. It's incorrect. You can't make an oath like that. Amar lo edim, if he said to witnesses, ba'u v'hi iduni, come and say testimony for me, shavua shelo ni'ideich, and they made an oath that they're not going to say testimony for him, to try to block the possibility that they would have to say testimony and to get him off their back, they make an oath that they won't, which is against the mitzvah, because they have a mitzvah to say testimony and bring out the truth. Nishpa levatel es ha-mitzvah, an oath directly to violate a known mitzvah, shelo la'asa sukkah v'shelo lita lulav. He's not going to make a sukkah, he's not going to take lulav, v'shelo laniach tefillin, he's not going to put on tefillin. Zui shivu ashav, shechayavin azadana makos v'ashekigasa potter. This is an example of a shivuas shav, that if it's done purposely, it's going to be the punishment of makos lashes. The Mishnah concludes with a bit of a riddle, a brain teaser, to see if we got it. Shivuas she'ochal kikar zu, if a person first makes an oath that he's going to eat this loaf of bread, shivuas shelo ochlano, and then he makes an oath that he will not eat this loaf of bread. So he's in a contradictory situation. Harishona shivuas bitui, the first one was an oath of articulation. He's saying what he's going to do or not going to do, and he's got to observe it. Vashaniya, but the second oath, which is contradicting the original oath, shivuas shav, is considered this type of worthless oath because it's in violation of a mitzvah, albeit a mitzvah that he created, but it's in violation now, bottom line, of a mitzvah, an oath that he has to observe. Ochla, if he were to eat this loaf of bread, over al shavu ashav, he's in violation of the oath in which he said that he would not eat it, which we said was a worthless oath because we already have an oath on record that he's going to eat it, which is his mitzvah now. So this new one is a worthless oath, and that's the one he's violating by eating it. Lo achla, if he does not eat it, so he's matching his second oath, but the first oath was that he should eat it, and therefore, over al shavu aspitui, he's in violation of the articulated oath to eat it. And we have this clear presentation, what's called bitui and what's called shav. The original was something he could observe. The second one, now that the first one is on the record, is not possible to be observed. It's in violation of a mitzvah, and therefore it's classified as a shavuah shav. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.